Good.
I just want just in case.
All right, so we'll say good evening. Good evening. So first of all, I just I want to begin. I know Ari gave the thank yous, but there was one thank you that was left out, and that's a very special thank you to Ari Lerner. Ari, as you know, was in the last cycle of the Daf Yomi, which Baruch Hashem, I think we're coming up on 6 years this summer. If I'm correct, 6 years this summer. So when we entered the last Siyum HaShas, Ari was the one who said, let's start a Daf Yomi. We had a Daf Yomi, but it was a little bit later in the morning, a little bit smaller. And Ari said, you know what, let's do it at a time that's a bit more matim, that's a bit more suitable for the Hamon Am. And it was really Ari who went ahead and was the motivation, was the catalyst behind the Daf. And of course, we know, as the famous Ma'amar Chazal says, "Im ain coffee, ain Torah." You know, and we know again, the truth is you can't have a Daf Yomi Shir at 5:45. You can't have anything at 5:45 in the morning without coffee. And I think Baruch Hashem, one day we'll do the journey. Ari, we started with what? 12 cups, you said?
12 cups.
And we're up to?
What did you run out of this morning?
We ran out of 90-plus cups.
We ran out of 90-plus cups. I mean, I will say they're small cups. I'm just gonna put it out there. They're small cups, but Baruch Hashem. And the truth is, again, I've been here many a times, and the truth is I've scared Ari and started Ari many a time when I've been here and he's in the kitchen at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, going in and preparing the coffee. And I will say, it doesn't just show up by itself. Somebody is here late the night before. Someone is here early that morning to make sure that it's set up. And the truth is, it's an incredible lesson in Achrayus that Ari has taught us, which is, say, there's no detail that happens by itself. There's no thing, big or small, that happens by itself. Things happen because people take responsibility. Things happen because people decide that it's important enough to give up time from their lives, to give up time from their families. So Ari, on behalf of the Shir, we thank you for all of these years, for your incredible Mesiras Nefesh. And you should just know, I'm going to embarrass him, but you know, Ari refuses to have the coffee sponsored. We've had offers for coffee sponsors. He refuses to accept any sponsorships for the coffee because, again, he wants to retain the incredible zechus for himself. So, Ari, on behalf of the Shir, we thank you very much for your Mesiras Nefesh. We thank you for your snadus. I just want to say a couple of other thank yous. First of all, again, I know, first of all, Yonasan, again, the reviews are back. And it's great. It's great. Thank you. Thank you so much. And to Saeed, thank you so much. We're so privileged. And what's incredibly beautiful to see is that, you know, when you see people taking achrayas, it encourages others to take achrayas. You know, Baruch Hashem, I come in, and one of the perks of my job is I come in, and the coffee's there, miraculously. There are two cups of coffee, one hot, one iced, and it's there every single day, exactly the right amount of milk. I think milk, right? Milk and sweetener. It's mamish. It's perfect. And Saeed takes care of it. And now in mornings, you know, Baruch Hashem, Saeed has a beautiful little grandson by the name of Shalom, who sometimes takes his attention at 5:45 in the morning, Baruch Hashem. And now I want to thank also my Schwartershine. But Baruch Hashem, again, it's so sweet. I don't need it. Thank God I'm an able-bodied individual. I can get my own coffee. Baruch Hashem. But it's so sweet and such a tova and such a kindness. Saeed, thank you. Maish, thank you. Ari, thank you. I want to end off with one additional thank you. But say, you know, the incredible part is, you know, this is a Siyum here. And the Chaverim here are all from the same community. But you know, Baruch Hashem, we're part of like a global Daf Yomi Shir. We have listeners in Eretz Yisrael. We have listeners in South Africa, listeners in Australia, listeners in England. Mamish, all over. So obviously they're not here at the Siyum. And this is supposed to say that global reach and that ability to learn with an extended Chevra is really all thanks to Moshe Abramson. You know, Moshe Baruch Hashem, you know, now Baruch Hashem, he has a number of assistants who know how to work the YouTube channel and everything else, but it's an avoda. It's an avoda, the recording and the uploading and the posting and all the different things. And the truth is, Baruch Hashem, really because of Moshe's single-handed efforts, so we're zochah to be part not just of a local shir, but we're zochah to be part, Baruch Hashem, of a global shir. And how many times I hear that somebody says, oh, I heard on the podcast, I heard on the website. And Moshe, all I could say is, Scharcho harbe ma'od, you've brought Torah to Klal Yisrael wherever they are. On the flip side, Moshe is a big mechayi for us, because after 120, when we say we didn't have enough time, Moshe is going to say, no, didn't you have a commute to work? Didn't you have a drive? There was a podcast. There was a website. You could have listened. There was a WhatsApp group. So Moshe is the enabler, but he's also the mechayi. So Moshe, we thank you so exceptionally much for all of that. And I will say, the last thank you goes to each of you. I want to tell you just like a little confession. You know, some of you, when you walk in the morning, I make eye contact with you. First of all, I just want to also point out how amazing it was. Is Rabbi Ziffer still here? He went to Daven Ma'ariv, maybe? I thought it was amazing that Rabbi Ziffer was talking. There was not one chair movement the entire talk. Somehow, again, I'm speaking for 3 minutes, and there's an average of 3 chair movements per person. So, okay, we'll have to discuss it. Also, I just want to say, you know, sometimes when some of you come in the morning, depending on where I'm holding, I make eye contact with you, I give you a nod. I say, I just want to tell you that I mamish love each of you. I love each of you like a brother, like a child. I don't say that in a pedantic way. I mean it like in a loving way. And when you come to Shir, I just want to tell you that it makes my day. It's so wonderful. Not because, again, oh, I'm so happy that there are wonderful numbers. I don't care about the numbers. I care about your neshamas. And when I see beautiful Yidden coming to learn Torah in the ridiculous hours of the wee morning, I just want to tell you what a beautiful simcha it gives me. So I want to thank each of you for giving me such simcha every single morning. It's a schus. You know, I said to Ari, the reason I didn't want to be thanked is because I don't deserve a shkoyach. Again, I have a confession. I get a salary. I know you might not know that. I get paid by the shul. Baruch Hashem, I get a salary. Thank God. My kehila takes wonderful care of me, Baruch Hashem. So I don't get a shkoyach for that. I could have been a doctor. I could have been a lawyer. I could have been an accountant. I would have made a parnasa like that. So zachisi, that Baruch Hashem, my parnasa comes from the kehila. So I don't get a shkoyach for showing up in the morning. It's my job. It's my job. I get paid to do it. I have an achrayis to do it. So I show up and I do it. But all of you, you don't have to come. You have a million and one different excuses. Besides the early hour in the morning, I'm sure many of you are late up late at night dealing with mishpacha, dealing with parnasa, all different things. But I just want to tell you that when you come in the morning, if I don't smile at you, it's only because I'm trying to focus on the Gemara, but understand there's an incredible smile in my neshama. Mm-hmm. Because when I see you walk in and I see that you're taking the time for learning Torah, I literally think, I just want to tell you, this is just a confession. I always think that Mashiach is going to come before the end of this year. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced of it. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't understand. You see, I think this morning, how many people did we have? 80 people? 79, 80 people. Ribono Shel Olam, there are 79, 80, whatever it is, 80 Jews are coming to Daf Yomi. Like, how do you not bring Mashiach? I mean, if I was the Ribono Shel Olam, I'd say, my gosh, this is over-the-top stuff. This is over-the-top stuff. They want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want your Torah. They want your Ruchnias. They want everything. Just bring the Mashiach. So he hasn't come yet. I'm confident that he will come one morning, Yemir Tzashem. And I'm pretty sure also he will not move his chair when he comes, Yemir Tzashem. But, I'm sorry? Yemir Tzashem. Yemir Tzashem. I will say, like, I just want to give you a thank you. I want to give each of you a thank you because I take it as a personal privilege. Not that I get to I don't teach, I learn with you. And I take it as an incredible schus that I get to learn with each of you every single morning. And I just hope that Emir Tzashem that we'll have the privilege. You know, there are many exciting things ahead. We're going to redo Emir Tzashem some of the spaces here. We're going to build a beautiful new building that's going to have a real Beis Medrash, that's going to have a real Beis HaKnesses. Yehuda is on this, Baruch Hashem. Menachem is on this. We have good people, thank God, who are on this. And Emir Tzashem, we're going to have, thank God, you know, we have to have Akar Satov, right? Pais Zichrono Livracha, Rabbi Gvam Zichrono Livracha built this building. And although it might not suit our, what's the right word? Aesthetic needs. Okay, it's a little bit dated, but you know, it came with the Avodas HaNefesh of men who were dedicated to the Skihila. Baruch Hashem, we've built upon it, and now we've outgrown it. And we're going to build something beautiful, but a physical building is only one piece. What's even better is, the Ruchnius that's going to fill that building is already here now. That's the great part. We don't have the physical trappings yet. It's coming, I promise. And it's going to come Bekarov. But the Ruchnius that we need to fill the walls, the Ruchnius that we need to fill the building, it's already here. It's already here. All you need to do is come in one morning, 5:45 in the morning, and you see the Chevroshaft. You see, I want to just tell you a secret, another secret. I only give a hard time to the guys talking in the front. You know who you are? You know who you are? And I see there's plenty of talking going on in the back. You know, so I have to tell you something. I have a soft spot for when Jews speak to each other, and I'll tell you why. Because to see the love, to see two Jews exchanging comments that I know for sure are not related to anything to do with the Gemara. Right? Right? No, I don't mean you guys. I mean other guys. Other guys in the back. You know, I know for sure they're not talking about the Gemara. I know for sure. But I was like to see that we have a space where Jews come together and they form relationships and they laugh. Do you know the power when Yidden laugh with each other? When Jews form a relationship, and I want to tell you something. You know, in yeshiva, they called it batala. Right? When you laugh with someone, you know, in the Gemara. I call it v'yahavdil re'acha kamocha. And to see that people come and they're laughing with each other and they're kibitzing with each other and they have rotations. You're going to get me coffee. I'm going to get you coffee. You know, and again, somebody sneezes. There's a lot of sneezing. A lot of like post-nasal drips and some significant coughing issues, which we have to retain an on-staff physician, I believe. But like, you know, when you see all of this and you see again, this one laughs, this one, you know, I'll say we're like one big dysfunctional family. And there's something so beautiful about it. And there's such a beautiful chibur answer. Also, I just want to tell you, like, appreciate it. And get to know the people. Because, you know, you don't always know everyone. You know, some of the chevra comes from the other side of the community. They know their guys. And the people from here know their guys. And the people from the shul know. Get to know each other. Because in Amish, again, we're making this beautiful journey together. We're doing it together. We're mishpacha achas. We're one beautiful spiritual family journeying through the waters of the Talmud, through the waters of the Gemara together. And I just want to tell you, I want to say thank you. I owe each of you an incredible, really immeasurable debt of hakaras hatov. You, each of you, give my life meaning. Each of you give me a reason to get up. Each of you give me a reason to be able to trudge through sometimes the difficult parts of the day. Whenever something is difficult, I say to myself, tomorrow is Makos Daf Dalet. And it's a beautiful, cathartic, uplifting, overwhelming, inspirational, life-altering Gemara. But it's only that way because I get to learn it with all of you. I learn that same Gemara. I prepare the Daf, usually. I prepare the Daf. I prepare. And so I prepare the Daf before, and I love it. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I don't get the Gishmak like I get when I give in the morning. And that's because when I prepare it in the evening or in the afternoon, it's by myself. When I give it over in the morning, it's with all of you. So I just want to give each of you, I should really thank each of you individually. I'll try to make it around before we bench. But thank you. I thank each of you, again, for contributing your part of simcha to my life. For giving me a reason, mamish, to wake up and to just run to shul, Baruch Hashem. I can't wait to see each of you in the morning. I can't wait to learn Torah with each of you in the morning. So thank you. I'll just end off with a very short vart. You know, Simon read so beautifully the end of the Gemara. And the end of the Gemara was, the Gemara said, Tzadik Bali Olam. Again, this will be very short, I promise. Tzadik Bali Olam. So Tova Bali Olam. When a Tzadik comes to the world, so Tova, good, comes to the world as well. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Shene Emar, Zeyinach Amenu Mima'asinu U'mi'itzvon Yadenu. This one will literally console us from our actions and from the sadness created through our actions. Ma'asi Yadenu. So who is this Pasuk referring to? The Pasuk is referring to Noach. So it struck me, the Gemara is trying to say that when a tzaddik comes to the world, good comes to the world. If you were trying to choose the example of the paradigmatic tzaddik, who would you have chosen?
Moshe.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu. Yosef HaTzadik. Baruch Hashem, there's no shortage of tzaddikim. But the truth is, let's be honest, we wouldn't have chosen Noach. We wouldn't have chosen Noach. Why would we not have chosen Noach? Why not? Because remember, there's a machlokis about Noach. There's a machlokis about the righteousness of Noach. Was Noach a relative tzaddik? Was he an absolute tzaddik? So that's a machlokis. Yet the Gemara chooses, when the Gemara wants to choose an example of Tzadik Bali Olam, Tova Bali Olam, when a Tzadik comes to the world, good comes to the world, it chooses Noach. So what's the pshat? Why do Chazal choose Noach? So we'll say, so I'll tell you something amazing. You know, the Pasuk says, by Zayinach Aminu, if you look, Rashi HaKadosh says the following. What does it mean when Noach was born? So the Pasuk says, Zeyinach Aminu Mima'asenu. Mima'asenu Mi'etzvin Yadenu. So Rashi says, what does it mean that when Noach was born, they said, this one will console us. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi says, Yaniach Mimenu Esmase Yadenu. Ad Shelo Ba Noach Lohaya Lahem Klei Macharisha. Listen to this. Rashi says, until Noach was born, they had no farming utensils. They had no farm. So in other words, we'll say, if you wanted to plow your field, how would you plow your field? By hand. Noach comes along. Noach ukshazorim chit mekalos shadon rishon. Bimei Noach nacha. So Noach created clay macharisha. Noach created farming utensils. So when Noach was born, they said, Zayin achameinu mimaasei adinu. This one will go ahead and console us from the difficulties. He created farming utensils. He made farming easier. He made parnasi easier. So I'll tell you something amazing. In this week's parasha, so the pasuk says, Vashem beirach, it's my bar mitzvah parasha. It's Baruch who says, Avraham Zakin Baba Yamin. First of all, we wish a happy birthday to Ari. It was Ari's birthday yesterday. Chai, Chai Cheshvan, and Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So we'll say, again, you know, the pasuk says, Avraham Zakin Baba Yamin, Vashem Erachas Avram Bakol. Well, Avram Avinu was old, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avram with everything. So the Mefarshim discuss, what does it mean, everything? So the Ramban says something like this. The Ramban says, Bakol, who is called Kol? Who is called Kol? The Ribbono Shel Olam is called Kol. Shbaruch Hu is everything. He's everything. So it doesn't mean Vashem Berachas Avram Akol, means Hashem blessed Avram Avinu with the spark of divinity. What does it mean that God blessed Avram Avinu with the spark of divinity? So says the Netziv, it means that every and whoever had problems came to Avram Avinu. See, the great part about the Ribbono Shel Olam is that what? He has answers for everything. He had a problem with Parnas, he has an answer. Problem with Shalom Bais, he has an answer. Problem with what? Hashem Baruch Hu has all the answers. Hashem Baruch Hu Avram Bakol, because Hashem Baruch Hu blessed Avram Avinu with everything, with the spark of divinity. So says the Netziv, anyone who had a problem came to Avram Avinu. He was the one who mended broken hearts. He was the one ultimately who made the sad feel happy. He was the one who uplifted the downtrodden. That was the greatness of Avram Avinu. Everyone thinks the greatness of Avram Avinu was the fact that he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was a monotheist. The greatness of Avraham Avinu was that he was there to help the other. The greatness of Noach, Zayin Achameinu, is he helped greater society. He helped people. He took his ruchnius and he used it as a tool to make the lives of others better. So now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tzadik Bali Olam, Tova Bali Olam. When a tzadik comes to the world, good comes to the world. Why, Rabbi say? Is it because of the tzaddik's learning? Is it because of the tzaddik's tefillah? No. It's because, well, so you know what makes a tzaddik a tzaddik? A tzaddik is a person who's willing to say the world is imperfect. And instead of just krechtzing about the imperfections of the world, the tzaddik says, I'm going to do something about it. The tzaddik says, I'm going to change it. The tzaddik says, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and somehow, I'm going to make the world a little bit better. And who was the first example of that? Shene'emar, Zeyenachameinu mima'asinu ume'itzvon yadenu. I will say, who was the first example of a tzaddik who saw an imperfection, a problem in the world, but yet then rolled up his sleeves and tried to fix it? Who was it? It was Noach. Was Noach a perfect person? No. But the one thing that Noah had for him is that when he saw that no one had farming utensils and that people were literally digging up the soil with their hands, he said, you know what? I have to help my fellow man. I have to do something. Noah was the person who personified Vashem Erachas Avraham Bakol. Even before there was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was great because he helped other individuals heal their broken hearts. Noah was great because he gave back to the world. That's Tzaddik Bali Olam. I will say the power of a tzaddik is that a tzaddik affects change. A tzaddik heals broken hearts. A tzaddik mends that which is broken. I will say, why am I sharing this with you? First of all, because last time I began, I will say, understand, we learn Torah every single day. We get to learn Torah, Kedosh. I will say, sometimes think that, like, we don't understand the great privilege that we have. You see this Masech HaSanhedrin, I will say, this is the jackpot. This is the jackpot. If you have a Masechah Sanhedrin under your arm and you hold it next to your heart, you have anything and everything you need in this world. You don't need anything else. And whatever else you have is gravy. Whatever else you have is an additional matara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, we're lom de Torah. We're amelim ba Torah. Every single day we struggle. Every single day we work. Every single day we actively deprive ourselves of sleep in order to come and learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But I want to tell you something. Your job is not finished when the Shir is over. Because I will say, when you learn a black Gemara, what you then say to yourself is, I'm a tzaddik. And you could say it, I'm a tzaddik. No, I'm not talking about me. You're a tzaddikim. I'm a tzaddik. I gave up sleep. I came to learn Torah. But if I'm a tzaddik, then the divine mandate is to change the world. We learn Gemara. We learn Daf Yomi. We finish Masechta after Masechta after Masechta. For what purpose? For what purpose? And the purpose is simple. The purpose is because it makes us into better people. It makes us into holier people. It makes us into stronger people. Why? So that we could affect change in our world. Because when you learn a lot of Sanhedrin, when you learn a lot of Makkos, and you go into your life, whatever it is, and you see something broken, you say, you know what? I could fix that. I can address that. You know why? Because I am empowered by the blot. I am empowered by the daf. Because tzaddik bali olam, I'm a tzaddik. I learned the blot gemara, tova bali olam. I will say, the bracha I give all of us. Is our learning experience cannot end at 6:45. Well, the truth is, it never ends at 6:45. That's the truth. But our learning experience can't end at 6:45. Our textual learning experience ends at 6:45. But you have to take the inspiration of the Gemara, the inspiration of the Daf, the inspiration of the Blat, take it into our lives and find a way to change the world. And find a way to infuse Kiddusha. And find a way to somehow impact our mishpachos, impact our places of business, impact our chaverim who are not yet learning. I will say, that's the power we have. So I say again, thank you to each of you for everything that you've contributed to my life in a very personal way. Halavai, we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to finish many more mishpachos together. You know, I'm thinking, it's not far, but it's 2 years from the summer that we're going to finish Shas. 2 years from the summer, we're going to finish Shas. I don't even know what we're going to do. I don't even know what it's going to be. I think we should charter a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? But, right? I don't know what it's going to be. I will say, that's the journey we're on. We should be zoche mirtz Hashem to make that journey together for many days and many years to come. And most importantly, that when we finish that Blat Gemara at 6:45 in the morning, we should feel empowered. We should feel optimistic. And we should feel the ability to change the world around us. Yeshu koyach, and a mazel tov to everyone. Yeshu koyach. L'chaim. L'chaim. L'chaim.